The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Taxes Show. It's the show that helps you make sense of things that would otherwise baffle you. Like, for example, why does that one shoe hide in the back of the closet like that?
Is it afraid of you, or does it just need some alone time?
Or maybe it's ashamed of something. Something terrible that only a shoe would be ashamed of.
The answers to these and other questions right here, right now on the Eric Metaxas Show.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Thank you, Todd. I'm going to keep you on for another week. I just want you to know, and then we'll see how it goes. Folks, sometimes I get to talk to people on this program, and I let you listen in. That's why it's radio. People whom I think of as historical figures, or at least people who have made a huge mark in history. If you're as old as I am, you remember there was a photograph. You've probably seen it many times since 1972, but it was June 1972, then an event happened in Vietnam during the Vietnam War, and there's an historic, iconic photograph of a little girl running with other little kids. She's naked, running down the street because napalm has exploded. She's 9 years old. Her name is her first name is Kim Phuc. And anyway, she was so badly burned, she was not expected to survive. So the photo of her running along the road away from the napalm, it's just horrific. It's just searing, and it's become part of our cultural memory. That little girl was in a Saigon hospital for 14 months. She had 16 skin graft surgeries. She survived. She grew up. Became a Christian, and she's on the line right now. Kim Phuc Phan Thi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm so happy to have you on this program. I've read your story, and it's just incredible. Obviously, it's incredible. And you've written a book about it. I don't want to forget to mention this if people want the whole story after they listen to this program. The book is called Fire Road, The Napalm Girl's Journey Through the Horrors of War to Faith, Forgiveness, and Peace. Kim, you waited a long time to write this book. Is there a reason that you waited so long? I mean, obviously 1972 is now many, many decades ago. So many people know the story. What was it that finally led you to tell your story?
I just really want to tell people that what happened to me as a little child, how much I suffer, how much I endure, and I was in the darkness. Then being in that point of hatred and bitterness in my life, I thought I have no hope at all. But then, by grace of God, I thank God that I still alive, and not only living with that, but I also found hope, my hope in Jesus.
I didn't know you were a Christian until I read Christianity Today ran this wonderful, wonderful article that you wrote telling your story. But most people, I mean, it's really interesting when you think how we process information. People see this photograph of this girl running down the street. The fact that you're naked, it underscores the horror of you're running from a gigantic cloud of napalm gas. Now, there are many young people listening now. They don't know anything about what is napalm. So I want you to talk about that in a moment. But in the picture, which anyone can find online. It's incredibly famous picture, one of the most famous pictures, maybe the most famous picture of the entire Vietnam War. There's a boy in front of you. He looks older. He is running and crying. You are crying and you're running, and there's soldiers. I mean, it's one of these things that when a photograph captures something, there's no way really to put it into words. You just have to look at the photo. But there are many people listening now who have no idea about napalm, which was a huge controversy that when we find out the U.S. is dropping napalm bombs, it's an unbelievable thing. There's this line from the Martin Scorsese Francis Ford Coppola movie where Robert Duvall says, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning." I mean, napalm, when you think of war, warmongering, or the horrors of war, with Vietnam, you think of napalm. So can you describe what it is for people who have no idea what it is?
Yes. For me, as a child, I didn't know. I just thinking, I just terrified when the fall bomb or, you know, exploded over me. And later on, I learned that this napalm is kind of so powerful weapon, and if the generate the temperature from 800 to 1200 degrees Celsius, and they react with oxygen, and that is about napalm. It's you know, you can Google to know more about the napalm, and it's just burn it off everything. And I couldn't believe it that I'm still alive. No one think about that little girl.
Well, what I was going to say was that, I mean, many people, of course, are killed by napalm. And you, till today, now this is 46 years ago.
Yes.
46 years ago this happened. And today you are still receiving treatment for your burns.
Yes, I got 10 laser treatments for the last 3 years, wow, it is unspeakable. It's a lot of pain, but then now I feel much better. It just improved my pain. And
so you've been dealing with pain for all of these decades.
Yes, yes, yes. When the weather changes or when it's just certain movement, it causes my pain. And so I'm so thankful. Now it is much better now. And this month, at the end of this month, I will have another one. You know, we continue to do that better and better.
Well, so napalm is one of the tremendous horrors of modern warfare, at least it was in the Vietnam War. And it's so horrible that you said you were hiding in a pagoda. Tell us about the moment. You're 9 years old. What were you experiencing?
Yes, we just hiding in the temple, playing as a children, you know, like for a new adventure. Then we heard the soldiers yell for us to run because they saw the temple was going to bomb with the color mark that they indicated. And then the soldiers just called the children, run first. And we ran out, and then I saw I just got in the front of the temple. Then I just touched the highway one. And then I saw the airplane towards to me so fast, so loud, and so close. Then I just stood there, and I didn't run. Then I saw four bombs landing down. Then I heard the noise, and suddenly the fire everywhere around me. And of course, my clothes get burned off by the fire. And then I saw the fire on my left arm, and I used my right hand. I get wrapped it up. Then I felt so terrified. I remember my thought.
Kim, I'm going to cut you off in the middle of this this memory. We have a commercial. When we come back, I want you to revisit this. Folks, this is an amazing privilege to speak to Kim Fook Fanthi on the Eric Metaxas Show. Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret, and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
Attention, American patriots. If you want to boost your stock market returns by tens of thousands of dollars to levels most people will never achieve, you're going to love a new investment research service called Profits Unlimited. A small group of everyday Americans have begun using Profits Unlimited, and they're absolutely loving it. Peter Jacobs from Easton, Maryland says his stock account is already up well over $100,000. Mark Hogan from Fort Collins, Colorado has made $191,000, and Jeff and Valerie Brown, a retired couple from upstate New York, pocketed over $1.6 million thanks to Profits Unlimited. We've heard from thousands of folks all across America telling us how Profits Unlimited has helped them make a fortune and forever change their lives. Now it's your turn. To get all the details, just go to GoProfitsUnlimited.com. Don't wait. Go to GoProfitsUnlimited.com while there is still time.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. One weak link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against the threats of today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to GoPestFree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com. That's Go. Pestfree.com, promo code SAVE20.
Make my life a prayer to you. I want to do what you want me to. No empty words and no white lies. No token prayers, no compromise. I want to shine the light you gave through your Son. You said to save us from ourselves and our despair. It comforts me to know you're really there.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Really, really special guest in this hour. Some of you remember the photograph from 1972 in the Vietnam War of a little girl, 9 years old, running naked down a road. Napalm has just exploded, bombs of napalm. There's a cloud of napalm gas in the background, and children are running and crying in pain. That girl, that famous image, is of Kim Phuc Phan Thi, and she is on the line with me now all these years later. Kim, again, welcome.
Thank you.
You were just in the middle of telling us about this moment. So go back, if you would. You said that you saw the plane, you saw you heard the bombs, and then suddenly there's fire everywhere. The reason you're running naked down the road is because the napalm literally burned your clothing off of your body. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it just burned it off all my clothes. And then I saw the fire over my left arm, and I used my hand, my right hand side, and I just wrap it up. Then I remember my thought at that moment. Oh, my goodness, I get burned. So I became an ugly girl. And so people will see me a different way.
You mean even before you started running away, you were thinking this?
Yeah, I thought that. I was 9 years old. I knew enough, you know? And I remember that thought. But then I was so terrified. Then I just kept run out of that fire. And then I saw my brothers, the boys that you described before. He is my older brother. And then another boy is my younger brother, the boy and the girl, they are sister and brother, they are my cousin. And so we saw all of them, and then I saw some more soldiers. Then we kept running and running and running, and then until I felt so tired to run anymore, I stopped. And I cried out, too hot, too hot. And I remember one of the soldiers gave me some water to drink. Then I was so tired. And then, you know, at that moment, he poured the water over me because I cried out. And he tried to help me. Then after he poured water over me, and I passed out. And I didn't remember anything else.
I mean, again, this image of you has become one of the most famous anti-war images in history, because I think when most Americans saw this, they said something's wrong. We cannot be a party to this. Most of us never knew anything about you after what happened there. The idea that you survived and that you suffered, what happened immediately after this? In other words, the day that this happened, where did you go? And I understand two of your cousins who were with you in the temple died.
Yes, my two cousins, 3 years old, Jen, and then a second one is 9 months. And they are brothers, and they are my cousin, and so they die. And, you know, after I passed out, I didn't remember anything else. Now you ask what happened next. I just tell you what I learned from photographer, from my mom, from my doctor, from another reporter, because I have no idea what happened to me in that time. I had learned that the photographer Uncle Oot, after he took my picture during the time I ran, then I passed out, and then he took me to the nearest hospital.
Okay, so the very man who the man who took this famous picture was there. He didn't just take the picture. He took the picture, then he was there when you passed out, and he took you to a hospital in South Vietnam.
Yes, and then because I was so severely burned, then they moved me to another hospital in Saigon. Then, of course, I have no idea. Then I learned from my mom that she found me in the morgue of second hospital. Then nobody were expecting that I still survived.
Your mother found you in the morgue?
Yeah.
They put children in the morgue who were expected to die, not who died already.
Exactly. I learned that story, you know, and I was really upset. But it's a God work in mystery way. It's just amazing that they kept me there because they hope no more hope.
No more.
And then my mom found me, and then on the way home from the morgue to the entrance of the hospital, my mom found my dad arrived from another hospital because they have to divide to looking for me everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, because they lost me about 3 days.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And then it's a miracle happened. My dad found his old friend who worked in that hospital. Then he asked for help. And finally, they transferred me to the Bosky Burn Clinic in Saigon, where I have the best treatment. And then I learned my story from the doctor after 25 years that when I arrived to that hospital, so the head nurse didn't want to admit me because they say they don't have enough nerves to treat the new burn patient.
Mm-hmm.
But then the doctor who do administration in that moment, and she just fought to make me, you know, admit me in. And finally, I got into the hospital. Then they started to treat me. Wow, it's just amazing to learn about my story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, 3 days, nobody attention and attention to treat me. And that the moment when they really, really want to know what type of blood that I carry on. In my body at that moment, no more blood. And all my veins were collapsed.
Because for 3 days you did not get attention. They just assumed you're going to die until your mother discovers you.
Exactly. Exactly, that happened. And then finally, they just put one drop in my heart to take the drop of the blood and to do the test blood.
Yeah.
In order they would know what kind of blood I carry on.
Yeah.
So finally, they couldn't transfer the blood into my body. And they found my mom the same my blood, okay? They took my mom's blood and transferred to me, but all my body couldn't. The vein was collapsed.
The veins had collapsed. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and then they opened a big vein on my I don't know how to say in my foot, my fat, my feet. My
yeah,
food.
Yeah. They found a vein. Ankle? They found a vein.
Yeah. Big van there, and the doctor told me that when the blood started to move slowly into my body, and everybody so excited, that is the moment they knew it, that I'm survived.
Oh, we're gonna go to another break, folks. Amazing. I'm talking to Kim Phuc Phan Thi, famous image, horrific image. We'll be right back.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to someone whose life is very hard to sum up, even in an hour. An amazing story. Kim Phuc Phan Thi is my guest. Kim, I can't imagine how your story goes on and on. So here we're talking about the beginning. You're 9 years old. Napalm has killed your cousins, and you become... this famous image of you, I mean, is spread around the world. Meanwhile, you barely survive, but you survive. And then you go through a long time. I guess you say you were 14 months in the same hospital in the burn ward recovering.
Yes.
Third-degree burns covered half of your body, many operations. It's just incredible that you survived. Obviously, we know this was very, very physically painful for a young girl.
Right.
What happened to you after this? I mean, how long were you in this state?
Obviously, I remember. During the time I was in the hospital, as a child, I just thought that is a life, normal life like that, because everyone has something and they end up in the hospital. But my life beginning when I came home from hospital, I was alone. And my family almost lost everything because of war. But everybody just like normal. But for me, I got so ugly scars and so painful. And I knew I'm different. My friend, they scare.
They were scared from your appearance.
Yes. And of course, I deal with pain, with trauma, with nightmare, with everything. I cannot say anything else, but just a really survivor, day by day. Then I'm so thankful to my family. Everybody loved me, and especially my mom. She worked so hard. Wow. It's hard to remember that.
You were also then used for propaganda for the North Vietnamese government. Is that correct?
That is 10 years later, my story became hot news.
In 1982?
Yes.
So how did this story become big news 10 years later?
Because they found me. I was still alive, and I was that little girl in the famous picture.
Okay, so in 1982, the North Vietnamese Communist government decides to use you as a national symbol of propaganda at this point.
Yeah. And the beginning, I was happy because suddenly I got a attention from the government.
Right.
But then more and more interview involve, they interfere with my school. And unfortunately, they cut short my study after that. Because they wanted me to be in their office in the province government, in province Tây Ninh, in order to do interview in state.
In other words, they wanted to use you for, they brought you to Ho Chi Minh City, and they did many, many interviews, and because they wanted to use you for their purposes of communist propaganda and for the government. How long did this go on?
Oh, wow, years and years. Actually, I studied in Saigon, but then the local government in Tây Ninh, they wanted to take me back to the local government in Tây Ninh, where I came from, nearby the bomb they dropped on 1972, and so I couldn't stay in Saigon to study anymore, and that is so many years, and, you know, I didn't have the chance to say the truth, but I was, I really scared.
You were scared. Now, in 1986, tell us what happened in 1986.
Then 1986, the Vietnamese government sent me to Cuba.
You know, we have to go to another break, but your story takes an amazing turn. As I said at the beginning of the interview, I never knew that the little girl in this photograph survived, and then that she became a Christian, that she escaped the communists. We're going to be back, folks, to hear the rest of the story. Tremendous story. Kim Phuc Phan Thi. We'll be right back on the Eric Metaxas Show.
Your guitar, it sounds so sweet and clear.
Hey, Alvin.
Hey, Eric.
I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Please do.
I take Relief Factor.
I know you do.
Every day. In fact, I take it right now, but I can't because I'm doing this commercial.
Oh.
But honestly, every day I take Relief Factor. These are all botanicals. They're natural. They're people. I talk to people all the time. They say, I've got this ache and this pain. And I say, have you tried Relief Factor? And they say, no. I say, listen, as your friend, $19.95, you get the Quick Start Pack. You go to relieffactor.com. You will know at the end of 3 weeks, probably before, whether it works for you. But it works for tons of people. It works for me. It's why I take it. It's all natural. You don't have to worry about toxicity. For example, Michael from Connecticut writes in. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I could not find any other solution. It's a great product that's helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. Holy cow. Folks, I don't want to promise too much, but I will tell you, for many people, Relief Factor is a life changer. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking with the woman who became famous for being the 9-year-old girl running naked, crying in pain in the famous Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph by Nick Ut in Vietnam during that terrible war. Kim, I want to go back because your story has so many pieces to it. So you were able to go in 1986 now and study in Cuba. Of course, it's part of a communist world. What happened there?
Yeah, I studied in Cuba, and I was far away from home. And, of course, in Cuba, I studied Spanish. But then another thing that happened, I have to report to the minders every week. And the time is very difficult for me there. Well, I didn't have any freedom. And then I seeking freedom as well.
So you're in Cuba and you're thinking about freedom. I mean, it's very difficult, obviously. You know, the North Vietnamese and the Cuban communists are very strict. I guess you met. So you met a fellow Vietnamese student in Cuba, and then you were on the way. Where were you going in the plane when you decided to defect?
That is a wonderful story. I love that. After we got married in Cuba, so we on our way to honeymoon in Moscow.
Whoa. Okay, I didn't know you got married in Cuba to this man, this Vietnamese man who's now your husband, and then you were going to honeymoon in Moscow. So it's 1986.
Yes.
Moscow is still 100% communist. And you...
No, in 1992, I got married. I was in Cuba for 6 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the dates mixed up. So you 1992, you get married, and now you're going to Moscow. Okay.
Right. And about 2 weeks honeymoon in Moscow on the way back to Cuba, again, because I have to continue to study in Cuba for 2 more years.
Okay.
Then on the way back, our airplane had scheduled to stop in Gander, Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
To get to refuel, okay? And you and your husband, you land in Newfoundland. What do you do?
Yes. And then for that 1 hour, I just pray and I make a big decision to defect to Canada.
Were you a Christian at this time?
Oh, yes, for sure. I became Christian in 1982. During the time I was in Vietnam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. You have to tell that story. So in 1982,
right,
in Vietnam, please tell us that story. It's amazing. I didn't know that already in 82 in Vietnam you became a Christian. I didn't think it was possible to become a Christian while you're, you know, under the care of the North Vietnamese.
I know. Is it just my story? It's very unusual.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
During the time, I was so hopeless. I was desperately. I didn't know what I have to do. I wanted to die because I couldn't go to school anymore. And under controlling, and wow, I just wonder, where are you, God? You're not. Are you real? Please help me. And I just searching for the truth.
Hmm.
What happening to me? I had so many questions. Why me? Why I have to suffer over and over again? And then because I wasn't able to go to school, and then I used my daytime in the library. I got into the big library in Saigon, and I saw the religious section, and I poured out all the books talking about any kind of religion, right? And then I read and read. I used my daytime, and I read, and then back and forth. Among the 100 books, I found New Testament.
Hmm.
And I started to read, then, well, the more I read, the more question I had. I didn't understand when I got into John 14:6, when Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. I was just shocked. I had no idea because I was raised in the Kaodai religion. I worshiped too many, many gods. At the name on the list, I worshiped them. But it was missing something in me personally. I just struggled with religion. I just have no idea where I'm going and why I suffered that much. So, my heart is so empty and full of bitterness and anger and hatred. Then, I just seeking the purpose for my life. I seeking for the answer of my question, why me? Eventually, I found the truth. During that time, I was living with my sister in Saigon, and my brother-in-law as cousin. And that cousin is a Christian. He came to visit my sister's family. And I had a chance to ask him so many questions.
I mean, I can't believe it's only 10 years after this photograph and that you're in North Vietnam and you find a New Testament. I mean, this is it's amazing. There should be no New Testaments in North Vietnam.
No, in the South, not from the North. Is all country Vietnam became communist.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it's still. Oh, we're going to a break. Hold on a second, folks. This is exciting.
But I know my soul is heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home.
If you're looking for a way to become politically involved but you don't have the time, you can easily make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with conservative organizations to contribute a portion of each member's bills to the causes that they believe in. Patriot Mobile can be your cell phone provider today. They can help you support vital conservative organizations and provide reliable nationwide coverage on unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month. This month, you can save big and get the iPhone 6S or a brand new Samsung J7 for only $6 a month. Make the switch at 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com. That's patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change today by using your cell phone. PatriotMobile.com, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. That's the Orange Peels. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Kim Phuc about her life. Incredible story. Kim, we just have a few minutes left in this hour. Maybe I can keep you for a second hour, but let's wrap up the story as we are able to now. So you are on a search because you say, why me, why me, why me? Is there a God? And you're looking for answers in all these books. You find a New Testament and it speaks to you. That itself is amazing, that you have the intellectual ability to be processing this and reading all of these books, and that finally the New Testament gives you what you're looking for.
Right. I'm so thankful that I found the truth. Yeah. And the truth is make me free.
Not many people would think that that little girl in that photograph 10 years later, as a result of her scars and pain, would be on this search to find out what's the meaning of life, why am I made to wear these scars, to go through this pain. It's just an amazing story. I can hardly believe it. I guess there's so much I want to ask you. At the end of our first hour here, just to wrap this up, at that moment, it still must be difficult to be a Christian or to say you believe in the what's in the New Testament in the world in which you are living, in Cuba and so on.
Yeah, this is not easy. It's for months and months I seeking, and then until Christmas time when I heard the message that pastor explained to the church, to the people, that why we celebrate Christmas in around the not only in Vietnam but around the world. And he explained that baby Jesus, because baby Jesus came to the world and he became a man, God man, and he died on the cross to pay for our sin. If anyone open their heart to Jesus and accepted him as a personal savior, and Jesus will come into their heart and bringing peace and take away any burden. At that moment, I knew it. I needed that because I'm seeking peace and I needed someone to take away my burden. I almost gave up. And then after invitation, I just went to the altar and I opened my heart. I accept Jesus.
You went to the altar Christmas Eve, 1982.
Yeah.
I'm still amazed that there are churches in Saigon. The whole thing is your story, really, Kim, it's just absolutely amazing. If you can stick around, this is the end of this hour, but I'd like to keep you if you can, if you have a few minutes, and we'll keep talking. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. It's my privilege to have been speaking with Kim Phuc Phan Thi, who was the little girl in 1972 in that famous Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph of the horrors of the Vietnam War. Kim, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.